I love girls who got booed up, who got married very young, okay, but are still with their entire being hoe adjacent. You know what I mean? They are city girl presenting. They are always the last ones to leave the bar, the club.
No, not compatible. I know you don't want your friends to leave you. You want them to be as trashy and toxic and pathetic as you, so you won't feel as bad about it. But no, you're a cancer in their relationship. And if you actually cared about that friend, you would let them just live their life. You would actually be telling them, look, girl, go home. You got a husband. But you don't care about her like that. You care about yourself and how what she does or doesn't do affects you. Selfish scumbag. Ladies, look. Keep a circle that's similar to your lifestyle. Trust me.
They are two drinks in hand, right? Twisting around the dance floor. They are the best wing gal, right? They are throwing you in every direction of every mildly attractive man and also pulling you absolutely away from anyone who is not. And they, my good friend Julia, she's married and she'll literally be dancing on the dance floor. And a guy will try to come up with her and she'll just dance away with like her ring finger showing.
Why is she there though? I mean, like, seriously. Why is she there? That husband should reconsider some things. I know that husband hate her friends. As he should. As he should. I mean, not hate, but you know what I mean. Hopefully that husband can permanently separate you two for him and his family's sake, and for that woman's sake.
And she only drinks tequila. I'm just
like, why don't we
I
say
don't
the
think he's
younger woman,
lying.
if you want the highest, the guy with the most options, okay, if you want the highest quality guy you can attain, starting an OnlyFans is not the best way to get there.
But then it's
Like,
like,
I don't understand. Like, to me, like, this is common sense, and I feel like we should agree on this. And it's almost like you, like, are looking for that exception because you don't want to, like, you
no.
don't want to,
Because what
like.
we're doing then is putting what he wants and he desires and he values above ourselves.
Right. That's the place of a woman. I'm sorry. Just check biology books, check any religious book. A woman's place is beneath the man, second place to the man in her life. I know that is very offensive. 95% of strong men aren't going to be with a woman who puts herself before him. It's just the way it is. Just like 95% of women don't want to marry a guy that work at McDonald's. Men have to accept that, and you have to accept that we don't want a woman who's going to put her wants and needs above ours. It's just one of those harsh realities. Sorry. Get with a weak, pathetic man then, or go les. Those are your options. Sorry. It's the way the world works.
Well, because it's not always about you. And
Well,
that's what
it
I'm saying.
technically
Like,
is, though.
he gets to choose who he wants to marry. And if
Yeah,
you
but
want to
we get
be.
to choose who we want to marry.
Now, women marry who they can.
No, I don't
That's
believe that.
true. Like, women, they have to propose. So we don't choose.
We don't have to. No, not at all.
That's quite antiquated. But do you not think, would you agree that women decide who have sex? Yeah? So would you not think that it is men who decide who gets married?
No, because a woman can say no, or a woman can ask, and a woman has the ability to be like, look, if you're not going to
Okay.
commit to me, I'm going to walk away.
No, I know, but men can also say no to sex, right? But we understand that culturally, when it comes to having sex, it
Oh, she don't like logic. You see that head cock? Like, come on, don't use logic on me. Why would you even sit down and have a conversation with somebody like this? Certain people aren't worth sitting at the table with. When they display that they're not using basic logic, they're not worth talking to anymore, period.
It is women who
Men don't
decide
say
to get
no. Men don't
access.
say
Yeah, but women usually don't say no to marriage either.
That
The majority of
depends.
women who are proposed to accept.
I don't know. Statistically, also, again, it's.
Because what I mean is, like, you know that when you date, or from the first date of a guy, you know that he would have sex with you straight away. So 9 times out of 10, a guy is ready to have sex before the woman. That's why she has the power to who has sex, right? But also 9 times out of 10, it is the woman who is ready for the commitment. So he decides who he commits to. And I think that's what Pearl's saying, that when it comes to marriage, I think here's the thing, like, before any woman has sex with a guy, he has to qualify himself to her before she accepts. that intimacy, right? So the same is true that women have to qualify themselves to men if they want relationship and commitment.
I would respect her if she was just like, you know, I never thought about it like that. You know, I changed my mind. You guys are right. I respect people who are open to changing their mind when they hear or see new evidence. That's a great characteristic to have as a human. And a lot of people just don't have that, male or female.